Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. In Jerusalem, a clear night is setting in with a gentle breeze. Tel Aviv enjoyed a sunny day, and Haifa saw mild temperatures, perfect for a stroll earlier, but now it's a warm night across the country. Here are today's headlines. First, coming in now from Walla. Following the ban on the organization's activities in Israel, the evacuation of a UNRWA facility in Jerusalem has begun. Armed vehicles entered the site and arrested 20 employees present. Also, earlier today from JNS, the IDF dismantled Hamas weapon facilities found in Gaza mosques and humanitarian sites. Israel's envoy in Washington clarified this is not disarmament after finding Kalashnikov rifles inside mosques. Also this hour, as reported by the Jerusalem Post, the Board of Peace demands Israel comply with a Gaza ceasefire and calls for an end to kite attacks. Israeli officials warned of escalated activity if launches continue within 72 hours. Separately, Ynet reports Board of Peace officials say IDF actions in Gaza are helping Hamas survive. They condemn kite launches and warn of severe consequences, but claim recent Israeli operations cause strategic damage. And finally, from I-24 News, all terrorist activities in Gaza, including kite flying, must cease, the Board of Peace tells Hamas. Reaction has been swift on social media, from Al Arabiya English posting just minutes ago. Oman's foreign minister and his Iranian counterpart discussed a phased framework for resuming safe navigation through the Strait of Hormuz. The plan includes a temporary shipping lane and mine clearing project. Dror Poleg, an author and analyst writing on X just now, seeks assistance from tech friends at Google or YouTube to rescue an old YouTube handle. Eve Barlow, a journalist, posted minutes ago discussing the implications of reviewing controversial topics, labeling it as an act of racism or colonialism. Now for more on those stories, starting with the unfolding situation in Jerusalem. According to Walla, the evacuation of a UNRWA facility follows a ban on the organization's activities in Israel. This development underscores rising tensions around UN operations in the region. The implications could affect international diplomatic efforts and humanitarian aid. Turning to the Gaza Strip, as JNS reports, the IDF uncovered weapon facilities within mosques, violating international law. Israel's envoy in Washington emphasized the distinction from disarmament. This discovery may complicate peace negotiations and heighten scrutiny on humanitarian sites. Meanwhile, the Board of Peace's demands for a ceasefire, as reported by the Jerusalem Post, reflect growing pressure on both Israel and Hamas. Israeli officials' warnings highlight the urgency to halt kite attacks. The situation remains volatile, with potential escalations looming. Continuing with related developments, Ynet highlights criticism of IDF actions, suggesting they may inadvertently bolster Hamas. While condemning kite launches, Board of Peace officials argue operations cause strategic harm. This debate underscores the complex dynamics of military decisions. Finally, I-24 News reports on the Board of Peace's call for an end to all terrorist activities, including kite flying. The statement adds to the mounting international pressure on Hamas to cease hostilities, aiming to stabilize the region. On the economic front, first from Israel Hayom Business. The end of summer sees a launch parade featuring a watch for soldiers, a TikTok hit, and premium candles. Products like the G-Shock watch and Skechers shoes are making waves among Israeli consumers. Separately, Katech reports the average cost of a reservist to the economy is now 53,000 shekels per month. This estimate, 10% higher than last year, reflects the economic impact of reservist wages, particularly those aged 25 to 44. And finally, Ynet Business highlights how Israeli businesses are turning crisis into growth through innovation. JDC programs are helping companies leverage technology and smarter management to boost productivity and create job opportunities. That's your Israel 18 News update for evening. We'll be back with more at 8 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.